Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We're going to be joined by Stephen Little here momentarily, the three-time All-American from the Little Rock Trojan Wrestling Program. We are here for their golf tournament today. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
Well, you, Coach Kelly was so intimidated, he ran away. I don't know what happened there. So I see you got a little brace on. What's going on there? Was that an in-season injury or was that something else?
I mean,
carpal tunnel? You've been doing too much schoolwork?
No, I tore a ligament in my hand at the first match at Nationals. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
And you still wrestled through?
Yeah, I didn't know it was messed up at the time. It just hurt. But
how often do you wrestle where it hurts and there's nothing wrong?
A lot.
I imagine. So, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about this comparatively with a baseball team that wins two out of three in a series. Like, yeah, you won the series, but it's also like, you didn't sweep. That would have been great. You had an amazing year. You finished third nationally, but is it a year where you're like, boy, I'm so happy with what I was able to accomplish this year? Or you think, oh, you know, I didn't quite get the championship this year.
Yeah, I mean, whenever it first happened, I was kind of upset, you know, but I couldn't – it was out of my control at that point. So coming back and getting third, I was happy with that.
Yeah. How did that match go?
The third place match?
Yeah.
I wrestled pretty good. I think I beat him like 7-2.
Okay.
So I handled it pretty well.
Is it tough to bounce back and try to get yourself refocused when you know the championship's not in sight anymore?
Yeah, especially losing in the semis. You know, that was rough.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep very well that night, so I just had to get it out of my mind.
Who did you face then, and how have you done against them in the past if you faced them before?
I've never wrestled them before, but it was a guy from Oklahoma State.
Okay. Yeah. So do the guys that finished first and second, are they back next year, do you know, or are they gone?
They'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So added motivation, I guess, to try to get to the pinnacle.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you hope to – I mean, you're so good and you've been so good for so long. What do you hope to improve on going into your final year here?
You talking about, like, technique-wise?
Yeah, I mean, what are anything? The things? Like, what do you think puts you over the hump to get you where you want to be next year because you're so close right now?
You know, I don't know. I think maybe being a little bit more aggressive. You know, I'm already pretty aggressive, but I think that's kind of what cost me the match in the semis is I didn't shoot as much, but – sometimes that's the guy's game plan. I think his game plan was to just stay back and kind of take it into overtime. That's what he wanted to do because I'm really good at neutral. And, yeah, so I think I could have scored sooner than what I did because it came down and there's like 3 seconds left. I took a double leg and he hit his butt and time went out. So then our coaches, we didn't have any bricks because we only get 2 challenge bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And the refs went to review. They said no takedown, and we went into overtime.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so you felt like you had him.
Yeah, I thought I had him. There's a picture of it, and I have his legs wrapped up, and he's sitting on his butt, you know.
So,
just kind of sucks, but like I said, I can't control what
when
the
you
refs
wrestle,
do.
Yeah, when you wrestle a guy like that, though, who wants to wrestle defensively, I guess, is it – I mean, I'm sure they've got a lot of counter moves, too. I mean, is it ever concerning? You're like, okay, they're just waiting for me to shoot here, and he's – you know, going to try to counter that? Or, I mean, how do you think?
Yeah,
that's
exactly what he was planning to do, you know. And I knew that was how it's going to be. So, I mean, I was a little bit more on edge. And, I mean, I already knew I had the All-American locked up being in the semis, but I really wanted to win. So.
Yeah. So what's the summer look like for you? And, I mean, I'm assuming getting healthy is a big part of it, but are you going to be able to wrestle some Olympic-style stuff?
No, you know, so they had U.S. Open a couple weeks ago, and I missed out on that. And there's already a guy at – my spot because he medaled last year, so I kind of missed that. The only next thing would be U23s, but that's coming up in the next couple weeks, and I'm still recovering.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Yeah.
So what does your summer look like?
I'm going to Florida with one of my buddies, going to go fishing with him, and then go home for the summer, run some camps, come back here, run some camps, you know, do that. Hopefully get back in shape. You know, I've been off the mat for a while trying to get rested, but my body feels good. So,
do you try? I mean, obviously, you want to stay in shape to some degree, but do you try to stay sharp with your skills in the off season, or you let your mind rest a little bit there?
Oh no, I stay sharp in this because it's year round sport. You
gotcha.
Know, I'm wrestling all the time. It's kind of killing me to be off the mat now, and also I just can't do anything I like. You know, I can't golf. I can't. I've been playing pickleball and all that stuff with my left hand, but you know, it's just not the same.
You're right-handed?
I'm right-handed,
that'd
yeah.
be tough. I'm not even good with my right hand, and I am right-handed. How do you feel about the WWE?
I think it's cool. You know, I mean, I watched I was in a restaurant, and I was watching. I guess it was a big thing because the stands were insanely packed.
Yeah.
But it's cool. You know, those guys are the real deal, though. It's not, like, it is fake, but, I mean, they still have to be, like, really fit and athletic to do that stuff.
I compete in cheerleading. I don't really consider it competition, even though they do compete.
Yeah.
But they are great athletes, there's no question. And I know I'm going to get some cheerleaders yelling at me. what do you think of Vision Quest? Did you like it when you saw it? I know it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I was a kid, and the only thing I can remember is them carrying the logs and running up the stadium or the bleachers, you know. And then, that's about the only part I remember.
Did you ever do that?
Not with the log, but I've ran stadiums before.
I guarantee you. We've all done that, but never with the log. Yeah. that's one of the most iconic scenes in there. And then the other thing I was going to ask you about was, I guess that was it. Is there anything else to improve on other than just trying to be more consistent, I guess? Or what do you work on? Or what's your mentality? Do you have I like to do like a theme for the year. Sometimes we do like a motto for the year. Do you have anything, or you just want to try to do what you did this year and, you know, maybe be a little more aggressive if you get the same match?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was doing everything right this year. You know, there's always stuff to work on and to get better at. But, I just think it comes down to the tournament. Sometimes it doesn't go your way.
What was your record this year?
I'm not exactly sure. I only lost three times. So.
Okay.
Lost once at the tournament.
I like a guy that doesn't remember his wins, but he remembers the losses.
Yeah.
That's how all the great ones are. Yeah, I'm sure you're the same way.
Yeah, I don't remember the wins. I remember all the losses.
Yes.
And I got knee surgery in the middle of the season, so, I mean, I didn't get to wrestle as many matches. I was kind of cutting the edge of I had to get matches in to go to a conference.
Yeah. Now that it's winding down, your career's winding down in college, what are you going to do? Ultimately, what do you want to do?
After college, I want to do PT, physical therapy, but I do want to continue wrestling, hopefully make a world team and do that type of stuff.
So you're just getting some practice with that right now.
Yeah.
The PT.
Yeah, I was going to say, go get some PT.
A lot of practice.
Then you can do it professionally. That's good. Well, that's what I think you should be. That should be your motto then. Let me get healthy, and then I'm going to get wealthy. You're going to get all the wins, baby. Let's go. Where's the national championship next year?
St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. A little closer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going.
Nice.
You're going to come?
We're going to be there.
I've been. Yeah.
I'll
really
commit.
Cool.
You get there, I'll go.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't even like St. Louis as a country, but I'll go for you.
My first college wrestling match was Oklahoma State and I think Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 18,000 people in there. It was like a basketball.
Yeah, that's a good one to go to.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
I don't even need a hatcher to fly me like some of the guys at the Buzz do. I'll just drive there. Yeah, I'm good like that. Anyway, congrats on a great career so far. Good luck getting healthy, and see you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Stephen Little. Longtime guest in the zone. I feel like we've done a million segments on the show. Like, we're like old friends now. It's kind of cool.